Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply birds of a feather. Birds of a feather. Now, you remember our grandparents used to always say the words, birds of a feather flock together. Then sometimes we'd hear the phrase, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it must be a duck. Now, they were saying these terms simply to get us to understand the importance and value of strong, solid associations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they understood that peer pressure was going to be abundant in high school and in every aspect of our lives, so they wanted to make sure that we knew how to pick the right friends. Now, even though most of us are far removed from high school, it's still important for us to pick the right friends. That birds of a feather concept still holds true today, as business success is predicated on the power of strong associations. You even know in comic books, we saw Batman and Robin. In sports, we saw Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. And in business, there's going to be an opportunity for people to stay connected based on who they are associated with. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that our associations can determine our final destination. And today we're going to outline the four key components that we should all look for when selecting our friends. Yes, my friends, the SOAR acronym. Those four key components that says we must select our friends based on the following criteria when it comes to business. These are also applicable in other forms of life as well. That S in our SOAR acronym reminds us of the importance of significant similarities. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in business, significant similarities are the key. Now, let me define that. Insignificant similarities are as follows. If they're female and you're female, that's an insignificant similarity. If they're black and you're black, that's an insignificant similarity. If they like red cars and you like red cars, that's an insignificant similarity. If they like sushi and so do you, that's not a significant similarity. In business, we have to identify those that have significant similarities and connect with those individuals so that we can grow ourselves. The first one is they want to empower the less fortunate, and so do you. If they are disciplined in every aspect of life, as you are, if they desire to achieve greatness like you do, if they're similar in character, work ethic, belief system, in their motives and in their missions, those are the kinds of people that you want to hang around. It doesn't matter then, all the other components become less significant if the significant similarities are there. They may not like the same movies you like, but they've got the work ethic that you've got. That's the kind of person you want to hang around. They may not like the same kind of cake that you like to eat. That's insignificant. The significance is, do they have the belief system that you hold? Do they have the character that you've got? Are their motives and missions and desires and passions and dreams and long-term plans, are they lined up with what you would like to have in your own life? If the answer is yes, that's the checkbox that you can say, all right, I'm looking to ride with this individual that, oh, says that they've overcome obstacles. You see, we're defined not by our setbacks, but by our comebacks. I can tell you the stories of Thomas Edison, of Henry Ford, of Conrad Hilton, of all the great multimillionaires and billionaires our world has seen. And they all are not defined by their setbacks. On the contrary, they've been defined by their comebacks. You can learn from the overcomer. You cannot learn anything from the complainer, the one that's still going through challenges and trials and heartbreaks and setbacks. You can only learn from the one that's overcome. That's the reason why even in corporations, in the corporate world, they ask you to fill out an application and they want to know where you worked in the past. experience makes a difference. They want to know that you've been there and done that. They want to realize and recognize that you have what it takes to make it in their organization based on what you did somewhere else. How well do you evaluate the experiences of those in your circle? Have they been through something that helps you grow? Can you call on them when you're facing a challenge because they've been through and overcome that exact same challenge as well? I can tell you, my friends, if you can, you're soaring with the right eagles. And yes, my friends, if you cannot, then it's time to reevaluate those in your inner circle. That A in our SOAR acronym reminds us that we should connect with people who are affiliated. You see, validation comes through affiliation. This means they are well connected. They belong to groups and associations, prestigious organizations. You can tell a lot about your associations based on their affiliations. When couples are dating, it's so cute because they often will ask each other, "What do you go to church?" Well, what are they asking? Who are you affiliated with? I want to know what kind of group is feeding you or giving you information. By the same token, in business, when you're connected to someone or looking to connect with someone, find out what organizations they're involved with. Who are they connected to? What boards do they serve on? What organizations did they help found and run? What do they do when they're not conducting business? And who do they hang around? Those, my friends, are the value of strong associations. See, there may be some who are members of country clubs. There may be others who sit on the board of at school districts, and there may be others who do this or do that. But see, those affiliations allow you to climb even higher, because sooner or later, if you're connected to people who are affiliated, you're going to be involved in those groups and organizations as well. Then you meet even more powerful people, even more individuals that can help you grow, achieve, and advance. Last but not least, my friends, I would challenge you to fly with those who are revolutionary. Yes, my friends, those who desire to change the status quo, to disrupt industries, to create new opportunities, who are not afraid of taking risks, who are always looking and working and operating on the cutting edge. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to carefully evaluate everyone in the circles, because then if we find the revolutionary, that's the one who has opportunities to help business grow in advance at large major organizations. Many times they will reward employees for giving them innovative ideas. The sticky note came from an employee who was challenged by his employer to create something revolutionary. See, when you're around the people who are industry disruptors, who are change agents, it's going to birth in you some great ideas as well. See, when you get around someone, if you're a singer and you get around other singers, then you become more creative and it stretches your capability. If you're a songwriter and you get around other songwriters, for before you know it, you're creating new songs and writing new lyrics. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to pick the birds of a feather. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.